So just continuing to take a few moments to settle in for today's practice. Checking in with your body to see if there's anything else that the body needs to feel 5 to 10% more comfortable. And making any further adjustments now, wanting the body to be as comfortable as possible during the practice. And if using the practice at bedtime, making sure you're in the position in which you normally fall asleep. And beginning the practice by becoming aware of your breathing. Beginning to follow the breath coming into the nostrils, the chest and the belly. And then easily following the breath as it finds its way back out, through the mouth, through the nose, whatever is comfortable for the body. And becoming aware of the weight of the body. Silently giving the body permission to let go for this practice. Letting the body know that there is nothing it needs to do or make happen. And beginning to feel the entire body sinking down now. All of the muscles letting go little by little into the surface upon which it is resting. And noticing any tension or stress in the mind today. Perhaps a worry about the future, a to-do list, something from the past that the mind keeps replaying. And just picture yourself placing these all to the side now, letting them know that you're giving them a little time out for the practice. But if they need you, you'll come back for them when the practice is through. And if using the practice at bedtime, letting them know you'll come back for them in the morning, if they need you. And letting go of doing or trying. Letting the mind know that it is time to rest, let go and relax. And welcome your experience, whatever it happens to be today. Knowing it's fine to drift off, fall asleep. Trust you will get whatever you need today from the practice. And checking in with your surroundings. The room, the sounds. Feeling your clothing touching your skin. The surface supporting the body. Remember, you are always supported. And finding an intention or two for this practice. Perhaps an intention to feel more rested, to release worry, doubt, frustration, to get clarity on your priorities, to connect with guidance, motivation, trust. And when you find your 1 to 2 intentions, just silently affirm them to yourself now. And know they will remember you throughout the practice and beyond. And finding your deepest wish for yourself, your heart's desire for time abundance. Perhaps I love having time abundance, effectively managing my time. I trust all is being done, completed in divine time. I am always guided on what to do next. When you find your desire, begin to silently affirm it to yourself, affirming it 3 times. And as you affirm it, visualizing yourself living it, what it looks like, what it feels like in the body. An already accomplished fact. then beginning to connect with the physical body. Just noticing what is present in the body today. Remember, whatever you feel in the body is just a messenger, coming to let you know something is out of balance. First, becoming aware of sensation in the mouth, the inside of the mouth. Sensation in the lips. The jaw. The ears. Sensation in the eyes. The forehead. The scalp. Sensation in the neck, the throat, and becoming aware of sensation in the arms, and first bringing your attention to the right arm. The right hand. And then beginning to move your attention to sensation in the left arm. The left hand. And becoming aware of sensation in the torso, the chest, the belly, the pelvis, and then moving to the back of the torso, the upper back, the middle back, the lower back, the buttocks, and becoming aware of sensation in the legs. First, bringing your attention to the right leg. The right foot and toes. And then moving to the left leg. The left foot and toes. And then becoming aware of sensation in the whole body. Gratitude for the whole body and all the messages that it brings. And finding that feeling in the body that has been speaking the loudest to you. It might be pain, fatigue, tension, heaviness, discomfort. And when you find the feeling, just giving it your attention for a few moments, letting yourself feel it in the body. not trying to fix it or change it. Just remember it's a messenger giving you information. Silently inquiring to the feeling, why are you here? What is it that you are trying to show me or tell me? And listening with an open curiosity. And then taking a few moments to thank the feeling for the message. And letting it know if there is anything else it has to tell you that you are here to listen. And then allowing your attention to move to breathing. For a few moments, just follow the breath as it is gently coming in and out of the body. Not trying to fix it or change it. Just following it as it is naturally happening. The breath in the nostrils. The chest rising and falling. The belly rising and falling at its own easy pace. A few more moments, just follow the belly rise and fall as it is naturally happening. And if the mind wanders, just gently bring it back again, back to the belly rising and falling. And then allowing your attention to move from breathing, moving to thoughts and beliefs that are present. Finding that thought or belief that is keeping you from time abundance. Perhaps I never have enough time. I have to do everything today. I can't say no, or I'll lose clients. Money. I have to be perfect. When you find a belief, hold it as true for a few moments. Silently repeat this belief to yourself several times. And notice how and where you feel in the body when you hold the belief. There might be an emotion arising. Fear, anxiety, worry, frustration. Perhaps a memory or an image is arising. Know that whatever you experience is fine. Everything's welcome here. Take a moment to find an opposite belief. Perhaps I have all the time I need today. It's impossible to do everything. All will get done in divine time. My ideal clients will respect me setting boundaries. Perfection is a waste of time. When you find the opposite belief, hold it as true. Silently affirm the opposite belief to yourself several times. And notice how and where you feel in the body when you hold the opposite belief. There might be an image arising. A memory. Emotions. Ease. Peace. Joy. Trust. Remember that whatever you experience is fine, that there is no right or wrong. And then now welcome and hold both beliefs. Just picture yourself holding a belief in each hand. Everything welcome. All parts of you. And just notice how welcoming balances and heals the body and the mind. Take a moment to notice how you are feeling, resting just as you are, knowing there's no need to change or alter your experience. Whatever you experienced is fine, in the practice and in everyday life. And again, affirming your heart's desire for time abundance, visualizing yourself living it, feeling it deep in the body, in the heart, already true. And if using the practice during the day, slowly coming back again to the room and the sounds, gently waking the body. Always honoring the body. And if using the practice at bedtime, continue to drift off to deep, peaceful sleep, knowing from deep within that you are whole, healthy, abundant, always supported and guided. Already today. And this completes your practice. May you take the feelings into the rest of your day and evening. And thank you for practicing with me.